I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The gay community in India is in shock. This week, the country's Supreme Court reversed a ruling that had decriminalized gay sex. A colonial-era law in India states that a same-sex relationship is an unnatural offense, punishable by 10 years in jail. In 2009, a Delhi High Court struck the law down, but now the Supreme Court has reinstated it. We called The World's Ritu Chatterjee in Delhi to hear about the reaction there.
Gay rights activists are obviously upset, and they've said they will challenge the decision. And most of the media coverage has been sympathetic towards the gay rights movement. And for me, Marco, I've been really heartened by the reaction I've seen on social media. For example, a newspaper started this within hours of the Supreme Court's decision. This newspaper started this online poll asking people to vote whether they support the Supreme Court decision, oppose it, or are neutral. And the last time I checked, more than 80% were opposed to the decision. Then somebody started this site called Gay for a Day Movement, where they asked people to kiss a friend of the same sex and post pictures. And I saw some very touching, funny, amazing pictures. And then there were posts I saw on my Facebook page from friends and friends of friends who came out and said, well, you know, If you're a Hindu and you say that Hinduism considers homosexuality unnatural, well, go back and read our scriptures. Go back and see ancient temple art in Hindu temples, and you'll see that, you know, Hinduism not only does it not have a stance against homosexuality. In a lot of the temples, you find outright depictions of homosexual acts. And I have a few friends who've either posted these pictures from these ancient temples depicting homosexual acts, or, you know, I think one person even made their Facebook cover photo one of these pictures. So that's been a really amazing, interesting response to me in opposition to the Supreme Court decision.
So this Section 377, this law goes back to British colonial rule. I mean, Mahatma Gandhi, when he was alive, said the law was archaic and repressive and unjust. Isn't there a desire, even among those who agree with the law, to cast off any vestiges of the colonial period?
You know, the people who support it, they support it. They aren't, you know, for whatever reasons, they aren't open-minded enough. But I have to say one thing, Marco. You know, I just moved back to India after 11 years. And a few weeks ago, I attended the 6th Queer Pride Parade in New Delhi. Now, 11 years ago when I lived in India, I didn't know a single openly gay person. And going from that and coming back home and seeing that Delhi was having its 6th Queer Pride Parade, it's a huge, huge, huge change in India, in the societies and cultures, understanding and acceptance of who belongs to the queer community, what homosexuality is. But, you know, for the vast majority of people in India, it really isn't an issue that's on their radar. And for those who are aware about it, for most people, I think the attitude is sort of live and let live. Not to say that there are people who are opposed to homosexuality, but, you know, there isn't that strong sort of an anti-gay voice in India as, you know, I've seen in the U.S., for example.
Well, there are certain problems with neutrality. I'm just wondering, where is this going to go? I mean, what are activists looking to next?
I mean, they want to challenge the decision. They have clearly said this, that they will challenge. But the thing is, you know, India is preparing for a major election in 2014. And so I think most political parties will steer clear of this. But that said, I have to say, though, I don't think, you know, this is clearly a setback. But as a friend of mine who writes for an Indian news organization, you know, his article was titled, "We Are Queer and We Are Here to Stay." Supreme Court, if you think your decision is going to move India back to 10 years ago, that's not going to happen.
The World's Ritu Chatterjee in Delhi. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marco.